Welcome to the Hackberry House of Chosun. My name is Bob, and I'm reading today from a devotional book that's put out by the Voice of the Martyrs. It's called Extreme Devotion. Today we're going to visit Peter in the Philippines, not the apostle, but a modern-day saint of the Lord in the Philippine Islands. Peter felt it was worth the risk. He loved traveling with his uncle Michael, an evangelist in the Philippines, to the remote villages where people were so hungry to hear about Christ. The trips to villages were adventurous and sometimes dangerous, traveling through the thick forest for hours on end. People in the Philippines had been terrorized for many years by the New People's Army, the arm of the Communist Party. Peter and his uncle often had to hide to keep away from danger. Peter loved the children and enjoyed seeing their eyes light up when they finally understood how much God loved them. On Good Friday, the New People's Army sought to put an end to his Uncle Michael's ministry. So they captured Peter and threatened to put him to death if his uncle would not stop talking about Christ. Peter's parents replied, "We cannot tell Michael to cease his work. However, we beg you to please return our son. He has done nothing wrong." Finally, with his hands tied behind his back, Peter heard his parents tell the soldiers, "To live is Christ, and to die is gain." And with those words, Peter went home to meet his Savior that somber Good Friday. His uncle Michael still tells the mountain villagers about the power of Christ's love and about his young, faithful nephew named Peter. John 7:17 says, "If anyone chooses to do God's will, he'll find out whether my teaching comes from God or whether I speak on my own." You know, risks are all about choice. Some people choose to risk their fortunes, betting on the most mundane activities. The outcome of a football game, the winner in a lap around the racetrack, the number of baskets a certain player makes in a night. Others risk their very lives by choosing self-serving activities with no eternal significance, like drugs and alcohol. Jesus calls people to another choice altogether. He says we must choose to risk our earthly security in order to gain a heavenly reward for doing His will. Doing His will brings a greater reward than a cash payout at the racetrack or an artificial high from the latest drug. Have you experienced Jesus' reward for risking your faith? Why? Or why not? Well, for your own copy of Extreme Devotion, just email Voice of the Martyrs at thevoice@vom.org. This is the Hackberry House of Chosun, and this audio is being released on November the 20th, 2022. Lord willing, we'll talk again real soon. Bye-bye.